Good morning. My name is Pamela, and I will be your assistant during this conference for today. At this time, I want to welcome all of you to the results conference for the third quarter for Grupo Argos. All lines have been placed on mute to avoid any background noises. After the comments from the presenters, there will be a section for questions and answers. If you wish to ask a question at that time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Right now, I'm going to introduce Jose Velez. You can start, Mr. Velez. Good morning. This is Jose Velez, President of Grupo Argos. We want to thank you for your participation in this phone call in which we will discuss the results for the third quarter of 2012. For Grupo Argos, with me is Ricardo Sierra, CFO, Camilo Bello, CLO, and Nicolas Valencia, and who is the investment relations person for Grupo Argos. We are going to speak about the financial results for the one that you got yesterday and the infrastructure space. At the end of the presentation, there will be a question and answer session. This is going to be translated into English simultaneously. Nonetheless, I remind you that all of our communications and all information, relevant information, are published in Spanish and in English in our investment portal in www.grupoargos.com. In this same internet page, we have put at your available the presentation that we will follow during this conference. To bring it, go to the section as Comunicaciones and then to the presentations area, and you will find the results for third quarter 2012. Before sharing with you the excellent results that we have to date, I'm very happy to say that yesterday the board stated as the president, one of the members that has the independent qualities. And this is very relevant because every time that we take a decision to develop for the company to adopt the best practices that assure transparency in all its operations, and the incorporation of high standards of good corporate governance. Additionally, the board has asked the administration to present for consideration an integrated reform to good governance of the company, for which we have fixed general alignments that we have to take into account the international standards. The board is stated as Jorge Esteban Giraldo as the new CEO, president of the board, and he has all the requirements as an independent member. Jorge Esteban Giraldo is a member of the board for the company for 5 years. He is right now is in Grupo Bimbo as general director of the Latin American Central Organization, 8 countries. It's member of its executive committee worldwide. This has been established in its bylaws in Colombia and also the good governance code in the company. Right now, the board of directors has 7 members, 5 of which can be considered as independent members. These important decisions are in line with the policy of sustainability for the company, which we're trying to have a permanent adjustment to assure continuity and permanence of the business. Finally, David Bohanini, who was the president of the board of directors until yesterday, is an active member of the board. On the other side, before having the process of divestiture for Cementos Argos, Grupo Argos continues doing a strengthening of their capital structure. Grupo Argos has commercial paper for 200 billion pesos, and one series with a year for a year. This issuance came with 360 billion pesos, which is 1.8 for the offer, and it closed at 5.95% annual rate. This is a rate which reduces our cost at 50 points, basic points, coming to 7.47%. Following our optimization plan and strengthening of our capital structure that will allow us to continue clearly our process of consolidation of businesses at ports in coal, we have the emission of BOSEAS. It's bonds that can be turned into preferential shares without a vote for Grupos Argos. For this description, you can go to the number 5. In this process, we had to have an extraordinary assembly on the 19th of October, which we took a series of decisions for the modification of the statutes of the for the creation of special reserves, and this way establish the necessary conditions to be able to issue BOSEAS at 750 billion pesos. There, we came from this will be 100% to finance the expansion plan for the business. The BOSEAS that already have a double A plus from Fitch Ratings can have terms of 2 to 5 years, and upon finishing can be converted to preferential shares for Grupos Argos. Before such date, at the option of the holder, they can do that conversion. If they have not been converted, the BOSEAS will pay its holders interest on the nominal value of the same. As a consequence of this operation, we will have more money, giving us flexibility to be able to take advantage of the investment opportunities that we can have for new businesses. And we will diversify also our funding sources, and in the future, we will have a floating preferential shares, which we'll hope will come to an improvement in the liquidity of the same. After the approbation of the assembly, we have had a preliminary promotion process with possible investments and the conditions thought for the current legislation. We have selected a group of Valores Bancolombia and Banca Inversión Bancolombia, which includes Corredores Asociados, Centrofinco, Bolsa y Renta, and Correval. After this marketing process and having complied with the approvals necessary before the superintendents, we will have elements that will allow us to publish the offering to be able to adjudicate these shares. Before talking to you about the results, we want to mention that yesterday in the archives sent, you have an explaining detail that analyzes the holding completely. The information is sent has an explanation of the income through September 2012 versus 2011, and it tells you about the dividends and participations, income for participation and for sales of investments. On the other side, in the same document, we have an analysis of the operational expenses and the loss accounts for participation. About the consolidated results for the first quarter of 2012, between 6 and 11, you can see the amounts, the most relevant amounts of the financial statements consolidated and individual for the first 9 months of 2012, in which the income for Grupo Argos in a consolidated were close to 5 trillion pesos, which is a growth against the same period of 2011 of 20%. The consolidated EBITDA of Grupo Argos has an amount of 1.3 trillion pesos with an increase of 5%. The EBITDA margin is at 26% against the 30% of 2011. We should emphasize that the reduction of EBITDA is generated for the lesser disinvestments in 2012 through Grupo Argos. which in a company, in a holding company, go to operational income. To understand a little bit better a change to September of 2012, we had divestitures from Grupo Argos at the first quarter for 104 billion pesos against 222 billion pesos during 2011. For more details, go to the report sent yesterday, which has been previously mentioned. The net profit, consolidated net profit of the company is 410 billion pesos, which is a growth of almost 200% against the same period in 2011. We should emphasize that this increase is based because of Cementos Argos, as you can see in number 8. In the next slide, you can see the general balance and consolidated at the close of the third quarter of 2012. The assets came to 24.5 trillion pesos, which is a growth of 3%. During the same period, the liabilities went down, 5%, and they came to 8.6 trillion pesos. The assets are at 11.2 trillion, which is a growth of 1.7 trillion pesos, which is an increase of 17%. And number 10, and following with the financial statements, individual financial statements, you can there's emphasis of growth for operational income of 61%. The EBITDA is almost 200%, and net profit is almost 200%. The assets of Grupos Argos individually are 14 trillion pesos, which is 17% increase in pesos compared to December of 2011. The liabilities are 1.5 trillion pesos, which is 10%, and the assets go to 12.5 trillion, which is an increase of 18%. Going to individual results per business, we are telling you the amounts reported by Cementos Argos and Celsia are very positive and very encouraging. Considering Cementos Argos, we can say that the income has a growth of 28% in pesos and 30% in dollars. And the consolidated EBITDA came to 225 trillion, which is the highest in the history of the company. And in the case of Celsia, the increase of income was 12% and EBITDA went up by 8%. Considering that these companies have already given their financial information and both have had their phone calls to investments, we invite you to, if you wish to have more information on those results, go to the individual presentations in their web pages. In the following slides, we are going to share some of the advances, preliminary advances about the development of the new businesses of ports, real estate, and coal. In 13 and 14, we allude to the ports where we are waiting approval by the superintendents of ports and transportation for the fusion of our ports in Buenaventura, Barranquilla, and Tolú with the port terminals in Muelles El Bosque and Cartagena. This alliance will allow us to count with a great platform of growth supported by the financial solidity and capacity of execution of the associates. In number 13, we can analyze the different regions, port regions in Colombia, and the fleets that are in the same. We can say that the ports for the new company will be in key places in Colombia and in the Pacific and the Caribbean. The share right now is interest for this initiative because it's necessary for our capacity and port infrastructure because the amounts of cargo will continue going up in the next decade, generated because of the free trade agreements with the United States and the European Union, and which were in negotiation in Korea and South Korea and Japan for the good dynamic of the Colombian economy. When you are looking for the approvals, we are hoping that they will be done before the end of the year, and the business and the expectations in detail we will give to you. Going to real estate, number 16. As part of a strategic plan of growth in the rents, some days we announced an alliance with Grupo Éxito to develop the Commercial Centro Viva Villavicencio. And this project, Grupo Éxito, has been the promoter, developer, administrator, and investor with a participation of 51%, and Grupo Argos will participate as an investor with 49%. The total investment for the development of this project is approximately 213 billion pesos. This commercial center, this mall, will have 159 commercial locations and 1,569 parking. We plan opening for the second semester of 24, and where it is in La Sabana, Commercial Center La Sabana. It is good to emphasize the potential that this has, not only for its location, but because of the growth of the economy in the region. We also want to tell you that we're going to start studying the possibility of linking ourselves with other commercial developments in Barranquilla, in Sincelejo, in Mirado. And the next one, you will see the mining and the coal. Also, for not only for the mining exports from Cordoba, Antioquia, Cundinamarca, Boyacá, Cauca, but also areas of exploration in the Atlantic coast, which will continue with the consolidation of the director of the board, which have selected totally, and which will allow us to take care of coal resources and the definition of areas of extraction by John T. Boyd Company under international standards. Thank you very much for your attention. I'm going to give the operator the word so that she can ask for questions. At this point, I want to remind you all that to ask a question or to make a comment, you can press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Star 1 on your telephone keypad for questions or comments. We will have a pause for a minute to get the list of questions. First question is from the line of Jose Restrepo of Interbolsa. Good morning. I have a couple of questions about the BOSEAS. I want to know specifically what is the reason why you took the reason to do BOSEAS instead of just bonds or simply include shares. What is the... Why are you looking for resources using this? And additionally, about the 150 billion trillion, do you have an idea what is the percentage that you're going to use in investments in each one of the strategic businesses? Or what can you tell about the investment plan for these resources? Thank you. Good morning, Jorge. Ricardo Sierra, I wanted to start with the first question about the decision for instead of bonds or shares. We clearly believe that the issuance of investments in the new business should be a capitalization business and not debt, and that is why we sought looking for a convertible mechanism. The second decision that we did between shares and convertible BOSEAS, we are made it because the three businesses that we are starting in the incubation period, we are selecting boards, we are talking about these investments yet, so the capture of that value by the share of Grupo Argos is not as clear, and the BOSEA will allow us to get investors for a period of time with a coupon, with a bond which is higher than the dividend, which will allow us at one point or another to be able to get the appreciation of the share if the strategies of investment in our new businesses have success. That is the why we decided on BOSEA. And in other terms, we have a very new mechanism, and we are very happy with the reception that it's had between among the investors. We've had very few issuances of this, but for a company that and the position in which Grupo Argos is it's very good. The second question about the decision for investments for the 760 trillion, José Alberto has announced an investment commitment through commercial centers or sales centers or malls, in which we will go in the next month to be able to be improving our real estate business. And the same, the ports business, when we receive approval from the superintendent for this, which we hope will happen in the next couple of months, we can tell you in detail what are the plans of investment that we have. They are very there are changes in the ports that we mentioned and the improvement of all our technological package in that company. So we will have announcements on these investments during the next few years, and that is why this fits perfectly to this need. Thank you. Ricardo, thank you. I want to the assets that you have in Barranquilla and Barí and the investment financing, or are you going to announce something about those? The real estate. You could repeat the question, please. Barranquilla, Barú is what all I heard, but I didn't hear the question. At short term, are you going to announce any investment toward those assets? For Éxito, we talked about ports and Éxito, but we don't have the investment investment information. It's very important because you know that what is the history that Argos has had with those assets while they were under Cementos Argos. In the case of Barranquilla, is classic. In the last 10 years, we've developed more than 6,000 hectares in Barranquilla in a very high-quality urbanization. It was very generous and green zones and with a great quality for the infrastructure. It's the only area of Barranquilla that has sewers, very good sewers, general sewers. We are going to continue that process, we think, of becoming urban of those areas in Barranquilla. We have closer to 1,300 hectares in the north, but there is a portion of land that is very important that has 750 hectares in Colombia and there, and we have a master plan of development there. We're looking at this, and this is awaiting the approval of the local authorities to start developing that area. It is an area that has had a lot of work through Rafael Obregón, who had Salitre, and it is an area that is going to allow Barranquilla to grow toward the north in areas 4 and 5 and multiple use. So housing, commercial, institutional uses like health, education, schools, and that kind of thing. And I believe that we're going to have very interesting development in one of the best or one of the cities that has the most opportunity international. In Barú, in the past, we have sold some land or got some lands to have some construction in the zone of Puerto Naito. It is a very interesting zone and a very interesting area, and it is an anchor in that area. In Barú, we are obviously looking for certain decisions, and also we also have a development plan, a structured development plan, and we are going to look at Barú because Barú, we are waiting for the Cartagena area whether to build bridges or not. So in Barú, we are going to do very well. We've had some use of energy. We've had some of the tests. So there is going to be interesting infrastructure right there and for the development of this portion of Cartagena. In other words, we continue to look at urbanizing or developing in both areas, in Barranquilla and in Cartagena. The next question is from the line of Diego Buitrago in Bancolombia. Good morning. We're continuing with real estate. Could you give us information about the businesses in the sector? I'm sorry, he's garbled. I cannot not understand him. The estimate of rentals, is it going to be portion of sales, or what are you going to do with for the investments that those amounts mentioned before for the income for the Grupo Arcos? It wasn't very clear. And what is the ROI on the investments for the investors for the initial issuance of shares for the project? What are you going to do to the project? What is it going to come out for the investors? Thank you very much. Diego, I'm going to tell you a little bit of the Grupo Argos infrastructure for the Grupo Éxito. They're going to be the promoters and the operators of this commercial center. They have a great advantage in this area because today they are operating several commercial centers in the country, and they have the businesses, they have the stores. They have a commercial offering for thirds, which is better than 600 persons operating their stores. This gives them a positioning, which is very important, to be able to move different businesses into this commercial, these centers and that they administer. We've decided with them that our participation is going to be as a financial associate, that we are participating with them actively in all decisions that have to do with the good future of this investment. In other words, and we're going to look at the investment proposal, the construction firm, the conditions of the contracts that we're defining with the main renters, the administration that is going to occur for this commercial center, for this business center. So there's going to be a combination of strengths for both groups that will allow us, that will permit this to be very convenient for both of us. The other point, the other idea is that total is going to be more than 210 billion pesos. We're participating in 49%, which is an investment in the next 18, 24 months, close to 105 billion pesos. It is a flow that is done per quarter, and the beauty of this investment is that the strength of Grupo Éxito to be able to attract stores, this group is almost, this commercial center is almost sold 90%, so the commercial risk is almost eliminated. The expectations for rent for Grupo Argos after taxes in this investment are more than 9%. This is in the worst case, because there's cases in which we have renovations of contracts or improvements because of certain sales contracts that could make this amount much higher. So this is the idea, the general thought of the investment for us. It is a very good beginning, a very positive in the world of commercial centers or of malls, and so which we wish to develop. Diego, I want to add something to what Carlos has just stated, is that in Colombia, the experience for commercial centers or for this kind of property in an area of organization is very frequent. What we've had is been a federation of businesses or of stores or the investors who are owners of the commercial center of the center. That is why we have had several failures of these, because not having a specific direction, what kind of a mix of stores we will have in the commercial center and the mall, we sometimes have failures of this. The guarantees, the guarantees that Éxito has in knowing all of these commercial centers, all these malls, as Ricardo has mentioned before, it is a very good warranty for us to invest in this. And the city in the second per capita and the highest in Colombia after Casanare. So it is an indicator that there is strength and that there is value for this investment. I am sorry, I cannot understand him. He's garbled. Those are the income that we are expecting from the beginning of the year, from opening the first or second year of operation. That is the total income for the project. The EBITDA that we're waiting for this is an EBITDA of many billions of pesos. This is converted basically in a very high percentage of profit for the investors. Thank you. And we remind you that to ask questions in Spanish or in English, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Star 1 on your telephone keypad for questions in English or in Spanish. The next question is from the line of Germán Zúñiga for Asesores y Valores. Good morning. My question is related to the issuance of bonds that you're going to do. What is the impulse, or what is the during this period after you issue the bonds, when you normally see a established period for this conversion? Hello, Germán. I'm going to tell you that part of the design and part of this instrument is the idea of the conversion, automatic conversion, to any at any point to a bond. This can be done by the investors because it gives them a great deal of flexibility. The question is operational, about operational. Infoban is going to be producing daily. The amount of what is the value of this instrument, in other words, institutional investors, investment funds, do not have the need to change their systems. There's data that is coming from a specific institution simply to incorporate that value for the instrument. And if second, if any investor in Bolsa wants to change his shares to preferential shares, this you can do it. You can notify in the morning, and then in that afternoon, basically, you will have your shares. So, in other words, the speed of transactions from Bolsa to share is automatic. Esto, we believe, also give a lot of flexibility and a lot of transparency to the process of liquidity for the Bolsa, and when you convert, so that you can share, you can turn the shares very quickly, very easily. You can turn it 2 shares very quickly, very easily. Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Jose Restrepo with Interbolsa. Good morning. I have a question about the business for the commercial center, for the mall. We understand that Grupo Éxito has a construction company for that kind of development in commercial centers. With the brand of the construction company or of the group, Grupo Argos is going to participate more in Éxito? Because there's another contract with a third company, and I want to know, why is there a third in the middle of that investment? Why is there a third in the middle of that investment, the construction company? Jose, I'm going to tell you about the situation. Grupo Éxito has had a lot of alliances with a lot of constructors, the first construction companies. The first ones, they had Grupo Herjo as one of those, and with Concreto is going to go into many of the developments in the future. Why? Because the projects are quite ambitious for the group. And I believe that given the size and the investments, I think that this business is going to be step by step. This was our case. We have decided that we told Grupo Éxito that we were interested in development and a while back. So the construction company was chosen through a bidding process. They had five high-quality construction companies, and then we went to a company that has experience in this area of construction. So Grupo Éxito is not married. They have the flexibility to choose whatever construction company they want as investors in the project, and we are just investors, and it's very important. Okay, thank you. And we remind you that to ask any question or comment, you need to press star one on your telephone keypad. Telephone keypad, star one to ask questions or comments. Rodrigo Torres is going to ask a question from Valor Futuro. Thank you very much. If you could please explain in a little bit more detail the investment of 749 trillion that you have projected, and also the association with commercial, you're going to project to other cities, but I don't know what the names are for other cities in which you're going to be associating with Grupo Éxito to develop. Rodrigo, I'm going to tell you a little bit. The 750 million, or billion, I'm sorry, which have been destined for new business investments, it's ports, real estate, and coal. They're going to be spent as opportunity appears. We can tell you in a couple of months what is an investment plan, the total investment plan for the first 2 years for the ports. The real estate is going to be case by case. And on the coal, definitely we are in a phase of exploration and trying to create a business model, and it's going to take a while before we can have a more specific plan. We cannot give you a specific information because what amount is going to each business, we want to have the flexibility. We want to have the power to be able to use our resources in the best way possible as opportunity presents itself. But sorry, Rodrigo, I want to mention also about the ports. The possibility of the ports is enormous for Grupo Argos, because when you start looking at that share where our ports are, the ports that we have in Buenaventura, in Argos, and one in Tolú, one in Barranquilla, with the two ports that we have in Valles del Bosque, and the experience and knowledge of more than 20 years that we've had in ports, with our people, which have worked a lot in ports, I think there is a possibility of growth, an enormous growth. It's going to be the only port company in Colombia in both sides, which is a great differentiation. And on the second place, when you see the three cities in the coast where there are ports, Cartagena, Barranquilla, and Tolú, they are the closest cities to the Panama Canal. This is for changing from bigger boats to smaller boats that can go through the canal is important so that be able to go to South America or the Caribbean and Central America and to go to those markets. This gives us an incredibly good position. The port of Agua Dulce in Buenaventura is a port facility that we have, and we have designs, and we're going to start working on that. It's a port that gives us all the expansion possibilities in the areas in the south area. We're working very hard, and the national government has a Cali-Buenaventura line. There's going to be great opportunity. Only just thinking in Tolú, which is the closest port to Medellín, Antioquia, which is going to allow for the loads or for the cargo to go to Cartagena-Barranquilla. Now we have roads, and it is going to represent a very good savings. So we see the ports as a transcendental. It's going to be one of the great businesses of the future. The ports are going to continue to go. There are businesses that are changing completely, like technology and financial amounts, but definitely the port business is going to continue going up because today the purchases, the merchandise eventually has to physically move, and the port is a very important entity. In the whole world, the EBITDAs for port businesses are very high. So we are going to be investing a great deal in this port business and the coal business that we haven't mentioned very much. We are working this business to be able to not only use it for carbon mining, but in the perspective of energy production, looking at metallurgical coals. Colombia has been in Cerrejón and Plomo, those great mines we have been exporting, to be able to develop a strategy, a competitive strategy in that area of coal is also very important to us. So what we have here is opportunity, and the amounts of capital are, and the use of the capital is enormously big. And about the real estate business, the real estate, I mentioned some cities. Close to Barranquilla is also a project that Éxito is also studying. And as you know, what we have, Argos has in Barranquilla, could be have a very interesting alliance between Grupo Éxito and Argos in Barranquilla. They are thinking of developing in other cities like Envigado, where we would analyze, we would look each one of the cases specifically to see if there are advantages for us as investors or what other value added we can do in these areas. And the alliances that we have with Éxito is one-to-one in each project. We look at it, and we either go in or not. Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Catalina Recaorte of Cercinco. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for the conference. My question is related to the dividends. If you can give us some information on what the expectation that we can have for dividends for the next year. Given the increase, the very important increase that we've seen at the beginning of the year of the net profit, and what is going to be the operational use for the number of operations that you're using, that you're having, into in which BOSEAS are turning into preferential shares. Catalina, maybe the first answer is that we cannot say anything. It's a decision of the shareholders for the dividends, as done by the board, and at this point, so at that on that topic, we cannot tell you anything. Look, what we can tell you is that for the good results this year, which have been pushed for because of the cement companies net profits. So the two pillars of investments have given us very good results, as we've stated before in this conference. Now, operational topics, the operational of the payment of dividends for the BOSEAS that are converted, the General Assembly will have special formulas to be able to have the dividends at the time in which the BOSEAs are converted. And we have all the operational flexibility to be able to operate without restriction and to be able to give dividends to the shares that have been converted from the BOSEAs. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. The following question is from Gustavo Morales of Citi. It's Enrico Suarez about metallurgical carbon. Can you give us some idea of how you're seeing the development of access areas for Tren del Carale and others, and specific topics about being able to extract these important resources and modernize? Gustavo, I want to mention two projects specifically. One is the navigation of Rio Magdalena, of the Magdalena River. It's a project that is at national, the government has approved with many billions of pesos, and it is a very good project because it will allow all of this coal to come out in the area of Boyacá and Cundinamarca and parts of Santander. We all know that in Barrancabermeja and down toward Barranquillas, there are areas of the year in which they are completely navigable, and then there are periods of drought, so we have to dredge it. But Puerto Salgari and Barrancabermeja that had navigability in other areas, the government wants to have this once again to happen once. What kind of navigation and what size is part of what it's being discussed. But we believe that the possibility is that this water movement for a cargo like coal, the Ruta del Sol, which is something that has been discussed, and there are certain difficulties. Nonetheless, it's a project that has all the approvals, all the financial resources of the state, and this is a project that goes through a carbon area in Cundinamarca, as you mentioned, which is very important. So, in some way, what I believe that the difference between the two types of coal is that the international areas are very different. The coal, the thermal coal is a very lower price than the metallurgical coal, which is less abundant, and it is needed for steel worldwide, and the prices, international prices, are better, so that has better exploitment costs, and so that is, that is why we're exploring it. At this time, we don't show any more questions. Do you have any closing comments? I'm sorry. Pamela, we're done? Simply to all of... Okay, let's see. We have one last question here. Okay, that's fine. The following question is from Rodrigo Torres y Valor Futuro, from Valor Futuro. Thank you. Once again, Rodrigo Torres from Valor Futuro. I want to ask you, I didn't hear during the presentation on the topic of the investment for this year. How are you doing with this for the third quarter and the total investment plan for the group of 2013, please? Okay. We, at this moment, we have for Grupo Argos, what we have been doing is the exploration investments and the coal business, and we are waiting for approval for the other one. And the real estate, it's simply what we have announced, which has a little bit of amount at the end of the year for the rest of the year. So the investment of those are the investment projects for 2013 and 2014. In Cementos and Energy, in the two presentations, We have the CapEx plan is important, a CapEx plan of almost $67 billion in the plants, in the generation plants in Suabia and Tulia, and the investments of 2012. And on the cement side, the very good news of expansion of the plants in the interior of the country, which is an investment of closer to $95 million, which will allow us to have a very fast expansion of capacity in the interior of the country to be able to take into account this whole investment plan for infrastructure, which is moving very well. So the growth of the volume of concrete, which is the industrial business for the future for Cementos Arcos, is growing at more than 20%. And this investment, let's say, which is an investment which is below $100 per ton, is very profitable for the business. That is the group's investment strategy. And once we start getting the other business models and we have getting them down better, we will tell you about the rest of the investments. Okay, thank you. And at this time, we do not show any more questions. Do you have any closing comments, sir? Perfect, Pamela. To those of you who participated in the conference today, this announcement for the third quarter results for 2012 for Grupo Argos, thank you very much. And we invite you that if any of the participants has any other additional questions during the day, you can go ask Nicolas Valencia at the Investment Relations office. Thank you very much. This is the end of the conference for today. Thank you for your participation, and now you can hang up.